the Ellis and Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, here's Hubbard and Hull.
5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, and it's Monday. It's 1:05, and that means another edition of the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Ellison joining us via phone today because we're still knee-deep into fall camp, and we're going to be kind of in that mode for a little bit here, and then we'll get into a regular week, and it'll be a lot of fun to get Ellison studio all that time. But Ellison, my friend, how are you, man? It's a long time no see.
No, I'm doing good, Brady. I'm doing good. It's the final week of fall camp. I'm just, you know, excited to get to the season.
I was listening to Coach Addazio at Media Day, Ellison, and he said, hey, we kind of get into it, and then we go 2 crazy weeks. We go hard for 2 crazy weeks. And then after this week, I'm guessing, things kind of, I don't want to say get easier, but they kind of balance out where it's maybe not as aggressive. Is that kind of what you've seen so far? Is that kind of how it's been?
Yeah, it has been that way, honestly. I think he wants to get, you know, our legs are heavy, you know, our bodies are, made them do physical work. And so he wants to have us as fresh as possible for that first game. So we're out there flying around on the field like maniacs instead of out there sluggish and in pain. So, yeah, right now he's going to push us through it. It's training camp. You know, it happens to the best of players. But, you know, when it comes to next week and the first game of the season, it's going to be recovery, be the best you can be against South Dakota State that first game.
Yeah, that first game is right around the corner. We're getting dangerously close to it, my friend. But and I want to get into that with you, too. When do you start? Or maybe you've already started putting some looks into practice. Or is that strictly we get to that week? And so I want to get into that. But you guys had a scrimmage on Saturday, and I can't believe we're already there. It's like once this thing starts, there's no slowing down. But
there is no slowing down.
How long was the scrimmage on Saturday, Ellison? I mean, take listeners through this that didn't, you know, that don't know how these scrimmages typically go. How long are the quarters? Are we doing quarters? What does that look like?
Yeah, so a scrimmage, it's like a game day for us. You know, we've been practicing. Of course, we've been doing team stuff and individual, but scrimmages are like game days. We are strictly focused on the game. No meetings before, or even if we did have a meeting, so it's about 5 minutes to just kind of get your mind right. We're about to go out here and go against each other. So, you know, you're in there, you're getting taped, you're getting ready, you go out there, and it's kind of just, you know, warm up a little bit, and then we're going to go out here, we're going to do a kickoff, we're going to do a, you know, you have officials out there, and you're kind of going through a movement period of basically just offense versus defense, moving the ball up and down the field. You know, if you get 3 downs, then you're punting the ball and whatnot. So it's like a game atmosphere. And of course, there's a couple scripted periods in there where you're kind of just going off of what the play calls are already set in the card and whatnot. But I mean, it's pretty much a game day. We had a couple families out there watching the game, so it was kind of cool just to have that out there. And I think the scrimmage was about 2 hours, maybe. So yeah, it was a fun day Saturday.
So you're kind of getting that. You're getting that feel, that game day feel. Still, I mean, you're kind of that mix because it's practice. And like you said, you're getting into some situational spots, too, where you're trying to work on some things as well. All right, so I know you're a defensive guy. Of course, we're talking to one of these defensive linemen for CSU that's going to be, I think, again, we've talked about it ad nauseum, but I think this D-line is really going to carry Colorado State. So I know you're a defensive guy, Ellison, but who won the day in your mind, or do we go that far?
We do daily doubles like Jeopardy, and so it was a close one, but I think offense won by just what we go off of, what we want, you know, goal wise for like the offense won. On that day, but I mean, both teams kept out there battling like crazy. So, you know, it's usually even, but you know, just by a little margin, the offense won that day. So,
I always think it's interesting, and again, I know you on the defensive side, you're thinking, all right, we got to win everything. We got to go up against whatever. If it's our offense, if it's somebody else's offense, we got to go against it. But I always think it's interesting from a head coach's standpoint, because on one side, you want your offense to win. On the other side, you want your defense to win.
Exactly.
How did Coach view the scrimmage? How much can you give us on that? Was he pleased?
Yeah, he felt like we came up there and we, you know, after just beating up with each other for the last 2 weeks, he felt we came up there and played our butts off. You know, we kind of have guys in and out, kind of just fighting some nicks and knacks and, you know, some injuries. So, you know, for us to come out there, even through all of that, was just amazing for him. Guys were showing up on film. They were giving it all they had, and he was happy to see who he wanted to see play that didn't really get to do much the whole entire camp. It's just he was pretty pleased.
It's amazing how it progresses from that first day of camp already over 2 weeks ago. And Coach, you know, he said, hey, it wasn't great. It wasn't the greatest thing in the world. But Ellison, I mean, you've been doing this a long time. I think, you know, I basically go to this and I say, if you expect it to be a great practice or a good practice day one, then your expectations are probably too low, right? So I think every coach in America is going to say day one wasn't great. So it's nice to at least see that transition to, hey, I liked what I saw for the most part in the scrimmage.
Yeah, because, you know, the first day you come out there, you're getting back into that mode. And so now you've done it for weeks and days, and you actually are, you know what you're doing. Your body is actually conditioned through this stuff. You should be ready to go out there and go to scrimmage and not really worry about anything else. Like, Indy tires you out usually before you go do team periods during a regular practice. So when you're going out to a scrimmage and there's no Indy, you should feel a little fresh, a little ready to go. And that's how most of the guys were feeling that day, last Saturday in our scrimmage. So
you talk about the offense and how, hey, if you're judging it the way that you guys are keeping score, and again, it's a completely different style, but you're looking at the offense. We've all been talking about how this defense is going to be really good, but iron sharpens iron, right? And you guys are pushing this offensive side of it. And again, from your perspective, I mean, you're out there playing, you're out there going. Were you impressed with Toddy? Did the run game, was that good? Or, I mean, again, Trey McBride, it's hard to beat what he's doing. What did you see as, wow, this offense has really gotten good at this?
I mean, the offense has gotten really good at just running the ball and passing the ball. They went almost neck for neck with running pass on Saturday. You know, just a little bit more pass, but I mean, we're trying to be a true balanced offense. And, you know, they look pretty good throwing the ball. Like, most of us were like, wow, this is huge. Like, we can pass the ball. You know, at first you're probably like, there's no Warren Jackson. All you have is Trey and Dante. But we have a bunch of other guys that people might not have heard of. But, you know, there's guys out there that are sleepers. And they can catch the ball, can run down the field, can get to the end zone. And so I was just pretty amazed how they were able to run the ball, set up for a pass, or maybe run the ball, you know, gain a few yards. It might be third down, but we can convert on those third downs, and we can get into the end zone. That's the big thing that I was impressed about, you know, after that scrimmage, was our offense is a balanced offense.
And I think a lot of fans have been wondering about that too, because you look at Toddy Senteo, and again, if you want to go, you know, look at the backup situation, Mavalisi, of course, you got that side of it as well. What does that quarterback position look like? And again, how much? And you can always tell me to shut up, Ellison. You know the rule by now, so I know I can ask whatever, but you don't have to answer whatever. But Rams fans want to know. I mean, Todd's the guy, right? I mean, because we heard Coach Addazio say Todd's the guy. But, you know, I'm reading a Colorado One article a few days ago that's talking about Matt Valisi's aiming for the starting job. So there's not really a competition, is there, at this stage? It's Toddy's job to lose?
You know, Toddy, he's with the ones most times. So, but it's still a battle. You know, we're still in camp. I think it's still kind of up in the air, but you know, Toddy does a lot of the reps with the ones. So right now, in my opinion, I think Toddy might be the starter, but things can always change. There's always a battle between Matt and Toddy. So nobody is really, you know, outdoing the other. They're both doing what they can to show that they're the starting quarterback.
So do you look at that as more of a positive and say, all right, they're both pretty good? I mean, in some cases, yeah, you can look at a quarterback competition, and, I mean, we're talking about the one with the Broncos, and I think we all kind of were worried about it. We saw on the field and went, hey, they're both playing really well against Minnesota, so we're walking away feeling good about that. Is this just more or less, hey, they're both looking good, but Toddy was kind of first come, first serve? So is that the way fans should probably look at this at this point?
Yeah, I mean, fans could look at it at that way. You know, like, if you were to look at the Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater situation, I guess you could look at it as, well, Drew and Teddy both are doing good, but, you know, Drew's been here first, so it's kind of like, we'll let the guy who was here take the first game, and we'll see what happens from there. And I think that's kind of what happened last year with Pat and Toddy. It was like, let's let Pat take it. Well, I don't really remember. I think Toddy started that game.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like that situation. Let's let the guy who is here, you know, they're both battling their butts off against each other, but we're going to let the guy who is here start it off, and we'll see what happens. You know, if things aren't going the way we want, then we'll make a change. If not, we'll kind of just play it by, you know, week. So.
Ellison Hubbard joining us. This is, of course, well, I'm joining Ellison. This is the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Ellison, we got a really serious question coming in on the text line. So just kind of brace yourself. Get ready for this. This one's from Nick. What's your favorite uniform combo? The new Ag Day uniforms? Ooh. A lot of people have been talking about the new uniforms with the logo and everything. Do you have a favorite combo yet?
You know, I've been here for, this is going on my fifth year. Man, and looking at this poster in my room, it's all white. It looks really good. This all white looks really good. I think I might go with the all white.
Well, okay, what about the logo, though? Do you like the Ram horns on the helmet, or do you like an actual Ram character like you saw on the new Ag Day uniforms?
So,
what do you think?
So for me, I think the Ram horns are better, just because that, you know, and I went to a high school where I had the exact same everything as CSU except reverse the helmet. It's a gold helmet with green horns.
Mm.
So I think the horns, are pretty cool because that's a sign of a ram, you know, a ram with its horns. You know, I love the new Ag Day. It looks different. It's something new, but you know, if we could find a way, maybe orange horns on the white helmet would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, just like that Ram. That probably would have been a cool idea.
Well, I'm with you. I'm a bigger fan of more of a horn lineup or something like that, because I just think it looks cool. Because when you guys are like, especially you, defensive lineman, offensive lineman, when you're on the line of scrimmage and you just see those horns, I love. I mean, you kind of look the part. You look like you're about ready to ram somebody.
Yeah, you do. I mean, that's the point of the horns on the helmet, is you're going to ram somebody.
Yeah, well, and again, I know you're not going to say, I just, when I first looked at that, the Rams logo for the Ag Day one, I mean, the way he's got his chin up a little bit, it almost kind of looked like a duck bill. And so I thought maybe, I was like, it kind of looks like Donald Duck with horns. But that's me, and Ellison, and you don't have to say that.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when you were talking about that on Twitter and whatnot. I mean, it's different, but...
I made sure not to say that in front of you while you were in studio, so I waited until we did that on the phone.
It's all good. I think it's fine. I mean, it's new. It's 2021, and we're finally having fans in the stadium, so I think it was just cool to add something different. But again, you know, we got to win that game still.
You know, and I want to talk about the game, too, of course, more importantly. But with logos nowadays and uniforms, I'll admit, I'm not one of those guys that gets bent out of shape It has to be pretty, pretty bad for me to get, because I almost like bad uniforms. I almost like goofy logos. I think those are all part of it. Although you saw the fake Nebraska, and I guess that was fake. Horrible. I fell for it. I don't care. That's what Twitter is. I did too. I mean, you have a college football outlet that has 25,000 followers. Why would they just put that out there? But they did.
Yeah.
But that's where I would draw the line. The red suspenders. I would be like, yeah, that's rough.
I would not even let that pass. I think there would be a committee that shuts that down, because that should not be worn in the game at all.
No, it should not be. I don't even know how that leaked or whatever it was. I was told it wasn't Nebraska's doing. Whatever, it got out there. I don't know, man.
It did get out there.
It's strange.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. Ellison, when we come back, I know, we loved the scrimmage, loved the input there from the scrimmage side of it, and it looks like the offense is progressing pretty well, and I think that's got to excite a lot of the fans out there. But when we come back, let's take a look at the Mountain West mountain side of things, the guys in your side of the conference, the Broncos, the Cowboys, the Falcons, the Lobos, the Aggies. Let's kind of look at them, and I know you guys are looking one game at a time, but you've done some previews, I'm sure, in the summer, just to take a look at what the other guys have. So let's take a look at those when we come back, if that's cool with you.
Sweet. That's fine with me.
All right, my friend. Ellison Hubbard. Right. It's the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll continue on with Ellison on the other side. If you guys have questions for Ellison, more about the scrimmage, more about the conference or the conference proposed realignment and all that stuff that's going on, shoot us a text, 970-478-1301. It's the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back.
No Code Now keeps you up to speed on what's happening on a local level. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to No Code Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
26 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, the Ellison Hubbard Show continues on. Of course, Ellison, defensive lineman for the Colorado State Rams. We are a few weeks away from that opening night kickoff Friday night against South Dakota State in beautiful Fort Collins. It should be a lot of fun. The Greenout game. It's also Young Alumni Day. September 3rd, Friday night, 7 o'clock, man. It's going to be really exciting. I can't wait. Ellison, my friend, I want to get into more South Dakota State talk, probably more so next week, because I know you guys will be starting to implement more of what to expect and such as you kind of shift out of camp into regular practices. But looking around at the Mountain West Conference, specifically the Mountain Division, it's hard to get much further than looking at the class of the conference right now, and that's the Boise State Broncos. But they do have some question marks replacing Brian Harsin. They're replacing their stud head coach. So it's not like we're just expecting this to just be wash, rinse, repeat with the Broncos, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think, and really, my opinion, do you want to know my opinion on that mountain side? It's just, I think it's really going to be, what are we going to see from Boise's new offense? You know, Air Force is still the same Air Force. I don't think much changes with Air Force. I think Wyoming's going to run the ball the way they always run the ball. And I heard Utah State has received 15, I think, graduate transfers. So, I mean, we're talking about, we're kind of seeing two teams with the same thing, but three teams, because New Mexico, we haven't played last year, so we really don't know what we're expecting except for what we're going to see from film. So, I mean, we're going in here with, you know, learning about a new Boise, learning about new players from Utah State, kind of figuring out what we're going to see from New Mexico this year. And just, you know, on the other side, just winning against Wyoming, our rival, winning against Air Force, our rival, that's going to be the same for as long as I'm alive and everybody else is alive. So, you know, it's up in the air. It's going to be who wants it the most on the mountainside.
Well, you bring up a great point, because with Boise State, new head coach, but also their third offensive coordinator in three seasons, Utah State, as you mentioned, they've got a new coach, of course, in Blake Anderson, and you guys have played against him before and fared pretty well a couple times. So there are a lot of unknowns, but you're right. Air Force, that is always the most tricky game in the history of the world, Elson, because they have that triple option. They run. If it's third and 50, they're running. They're fake pass, man. They're going to run the ball. I mean, they're number one in the nation in rushing, but when people look at that number, it's because that's 99%. I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. That's 98% of what they do, yet it's still complicated because not a lot of teams do what Air Force does, so It's a completely different game plan than any other team you're going against in the conference or non-conference.
Yeah, and you basically have to spend maybe your bye weeks on Air Force, because you can't just come in that week and go like, okay, we're going to do this. No, it's study, study, study. Pretty much study the whole offseason on what you're going to do for Air Force. Right? You know, people look at other teams that play against that offense every day at practice, and what defense they run, so we have that, you know, ready to go against Air Force, you know, like an Army defense or a Navy defense. We got to see what we're going to do to stop Air Force in that run, because when they get going, they're going to hold the clock, and when the clock is held, it's harder to score, it's harder to play in a game, especially if you're behind and they're in control. So,
Is the Air Force game the most disciplined a defense has to be, or is it more complex? I mean, is it just making one? I mean, you can't try to be a hero against that team. You have to really mind your P's and Q's.
You have to be the most disciplined, sound defense on that field, that game. Because if one person does not do his job, if let's say one person does not take the dive, it goes to the QB, that dive is hitting for 3-4 yards. And then let's say you mess up and don't take the QB, that quarterback's going to hold that ball, take off, gain some more yards. It is a game of knowing who has the dive and who has the QB every single snap. And if you can't do that, it's going to be a hard game for you. And then when you get them in pass, it's kind of just easy to go pass rush your butt off, get to the quarterback, because that's not what they do. So it's harder for them to pass rush. But they will run that ball, and they will get the yards they need. If not one person, if not everybody's on the same page on the defense.
I can't imagine. I mean, we hear it all the time. It's just nice. And I can't wait, too. I mean, I'm excited to talk about all the games coming up with you, but that one is so much fun because it's within the season. Like you said, you spend some of your bye week putting in situations against Air Force, even though it's, several weeks after your bye week, but just to kind of get the work in, because it's like you kind of become a different team, especially defensively, for 1 week.
Exactly. You have to spend your bye weeks on, and I wouldn't say the whole bye week, but days out of the bye week to be ready for Air Force. You can't just implement it in that week, because everybody needs to know what they're doing and how to do it, you know, in advance. So then when you get there, you're just practicing, you know, on the field against a scout team look of what you have to do. Because if we just learn it in one, if let's say 4 days, you're not going to be fully prepared. You're going to be messing up still. And I'm not saying like it's, because it's not any other game. It's not like I'm going out there to play New Mexico. No, I'm going out there to play an option team, a team that has so many types of options. I mean, last year, even though we didn't play Air Force, Coach Adalio took us through tons of offensive schemes they have out of that option offense. It was like a mind-blowing thing for me, because I never knew what other things they had outside of that. I thought it was just the triple option, that they have so many things out of that offense. It's insane.
Well, I mean, they pride themselves, right, on having solid tailbacks, but fullbacks, too. I mean, fullbacks are – it just depends. Even if they are a big part of a team, you guys are certainly no stranger to having solid fullbacks. But they, like, really – I mean, a fullback can become the fixture of that offense, too. So, again, it's unlike anything, and just getting a chance to change it up and go up against it, I mean, it's a tough battle, for sure. So I think they're going to be pretty good. You guys, of course, handled Wyoming last year. You guys win that game, and you win, 34-24. And that was so big because it had been a while since you'd won a rivalry game. And, of course, Coach Bobo struggled in his last few years finding ways to win. I think he went 2-1 in rivalry games his first year, and then after that it was just difficult. That has to give you confidence because we've talked about it a million times. Winning a rivalry game can sometimes it can make a season. It can give you the confidence that you can beat anybody because you really want that one against Wyoming.
Yeah, I totally agree because, you know, after years of losing to Wyoming, it kind of hurt that, you know, what's the point of even playing sometimes? And I'm not saying I didn't want to play anymore, but, like, just in that moment, you're like, I can't even win this, you know, rivalry game. It hurts so much, but to win it there, you're like on top of the world at that moment, and you're like, man, let's go out here and do this to the next team. Let's go out here and do that to the team after that, because we just went in here and, you know, beat our rivals, but they brought home that trophy. What's going to stop us when we play that next team? And that just that gave us all confidence in the world. Like, this is a good staff. This is a good team. We found what we had to do, and here we are. We're going to go do the same thing we did to Wyoming last year this year. And the one thing that is funny to me is that when we beat Wyoming, you know, you were able to fill in a game at the end of the season for missing. Let's say a team had to forfeit or whatnot for COVID. They were allowing you to refill a game. And Wyoming was trying to fill that game in. But unfortunately, you know, they're not going to get that easy. They're going to have to work to try and get that move back. So it's going to be a good game when we play at 5 o'clock in Wyoming or 1 o'clock, one of those two. As long as it's not at night, I'm fine.
Hey, that's what it looks like. Yes, I got your schedule in front of me. 1:30, that November 6th, and then of course that's coming off of the Boise State game, and then the Utah. So it's going to be a lot of fun just looking at the conference. Ellison, I'm pumped for conference play, but first things first, you guys have four really, really interesting non-conference games. That first one, of course, coming up against South Dakota State and an FCS team. But don't, as you and I have talked about this, you can't let those little letters fool you all the time, because some of these teams, and South Dakota State's one of them, they can really do some damage to anybody that they go up against.
Yeah, I mean, just take a look at what we played Illinois State 2018.
Yeah,
and
right.
Our Ag Day uniforms. That was James Robinson, who plays for the Jaguars right now.
Yeah,
he was running all over the field over. And I mean, we were told, Coach Bobo told us, he said they have two NFL-type running back. And we did not go out there with the right mindset, and they beat us in our Ag Day uniform. So you can never underestimate a team like this because they're coming. They play D1 football, too. It might not be the D1 football we play, but guys still go to the NFL off of teams like that. So they want to come in here and prove even more that they can beat a team like us or a team like Alabama or whatever to show that, hey, you are not the only D1 guy you think you are. I am too. So,
well, and I mean, it makes their season, right? We're talking a lot about UNC playing the down south there. I won't say the name for you, but that makes the season. If the UNC Bears beat that team, then my goodness, there's a parade happening in Greeley, Ellison. You're invited, but that would be a parade. The same is probably said for South Dakota State. They're not that far off. They want to come to Colorado and they want to beat a Division I football team.
Yeah, and then it would help them in the recruiting process for sure, because you can show we went in here and beat a D1 team, just like when we beat Arkansas, that uplifted us, or when we beat Oregon State, guys are like, wow, that team is good. So that helps the recruiting process, and then it also just boosts your confidence for the season, like you said, Brady. I mean, you beat a D1 team, you feel like you're on top of the world at that moment, and then you're like, well, shoot, what can we do to this next team we're about to play? You know, and so it kind of just boost your team's morale and everything around them. And just like, we are as good as we put you know, on that field that night. Let's keep it going.
You're getting me pumped, man. I'm ready to see this game. I know it's a big one. It's the first one, right? We're going to take a short break. Ellison, I want to ask you, when do you start putting in some plans? Have you started talking about South Dakota State? Or is that, hey, we're focused on us in fall camp, and then we turn the page to next week and we start getting into game mode? So let's talk about that next. I'm always curious, that transition from fall camp into regular season style practice. 39 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the Ellison Hubbard Show. Presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Of course, we love Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll tell you more about that coming up. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
44 minutes after the hour, it's the Ellison Hubbard Show, and yes, Crazy Carl's Pizza, take it from Ellison, it's the best pizza around. I'm telling you, I'm a pizza guy. I love all kinds of pizza, but that is now the pizza that I think of first. I mean, it used to be some of your Domino's, your Pizza Hut and stuff. No, my wife and I, we've already decided we are a Crazy Carl's family, and that's just the way it's going to be. They have fantasy football drafts going on all the time. They have packages available for you and your league. They have a lot of deals that they're offering, too, with that. So, and Ellison, you know a few things about Crazy Carl's Pizza, and little birdie tells me you're going to be joining the whole show Fantasy Football Challenge as well.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm excited to win that thing, you know, when I get the best team set up.
We got the belt. We're getting the belt out and everything. It's going to be, I think Colfax is doing it this year. He took a year off last year. He decided he wanted to, did you, or was it 2 years ago? You're shaking your head.
That was 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, I can't keep track of when you decide you want to play and not play. But Ellison, yes, Colfax is in, so be ready. What was your goal? To just kind of,
Not be the worst.
Not be the worst. And you absolutely were not.
No, we're not.
He's ready to go. But Crazy Carl's Pizza, man, I know you introduced me to that place, and we've been hooked ever since.
That's a smart idea that you and your family are hooked on that. It's the best pizza. Can't wait for my family to get out here the first game. And we're going to tear that pizza up. I just know it.
Dude, I'm going to have to sneak out there that night, too. You let me know. Yeah. I mean, I hate to invite myself, but I'm just going to be hovering around there. Because if you're going to order a lot of pizza, I'm going to hang out.
That's fine. Definitely join the family. It's going to be a fun night. And my teammates, too, they're all for it. They're all
full of
Crazy Carl's Pizza.
I know, man, and you guys can put the pizza down too. I mean, I saw the boat trip. So again, it's the defense. That was just the defensive line boat trip too. My goodness, so,
exactly.
Hate to see what happens. I hate to see what happens when the offensive line gets a hold of that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Might be gone. Might not be no scraps left.
There's nothing left, man. All right, Ellison, tell us a little bit about, when do you guys start talking about South Dakota State? Have you already started talking about them? What does that look like in terms of transitioning from fall camp into regular season camp?
So basically, it kind of just happens towards the end of fall camp. So we're looking at probably Saturday, Sunday. You know, that's the last day of fall camp, so we're gonna look at that, and then we're gonna carry Sunday into next week, and that's gonna be South Dakota State. And really, that's just starting to get ready for the game. You know, you don't want to jump too far ahead because then nobody really retains that information. You know, and we have a scrimmage, our last scrimmage on Saturday, so it's kind of just unnecessary to throw in the South Dakota State stuff when guys are just trying to compete so that they can get on the field or travel with us to the hotel. So, you know, it's going to happen on the last day of fall camp and kind of just all next week and then the week after that, which is game week.
We're not that far away. As we talked about, Friday Night Lights, you guys are going to be at home, of course, in front of what should be a great crowd. Fans just ready to get out and cheer on their Rams.
Oh, I believe it's going to be a great crowd. It's been a year with no fans that, you know, nobody really being at a football game, at least on this side. So I know that they're going to be packed out, ready to go. It's Friday night. And then after that, you know, college students do what they do. They go to the bars and whatnot. So how about celebrating with a win?
Hey, I'm all for it. I think it's going to be fantastic. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Time flies when you're having fun. Real quick, I'm going to get Ellison's thoughts on the quarterback situation going on for the Broncos. But first, let's take a short break. It's the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Dude, we blow through this hour so fast, I can't even. It's just, it's crazy. It's awesome. Having Ellison, of course, on board is fantastic. We'll be right back.
Catch the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state, and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 on 1310 KFKA. More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Welcome back to the Ellison Hubbard Show. Man, we're about to wrap this third edition already of the Hubbard Show, of course. Ellison, I'm going to give you a pass this week because you were a little busy with your scrimmage. We had Broncos football in the middle of the day. Was that a 1 o'clock game? So kind of hard for you, of course, with the scrimmage. But from what you've read, from what you've heard, and I know you've been listening to the first hour, the quarterback battle, right? I mean, it sounds like Vic Fangio's been talking about all week for the Broncos, 50-50 right down the middle.
Yeah, I mean, and they both played pretty much like they were 50-50. I mean, they both had great passing percentages, and it just looks like, you know, Drew Lock has done a pretty good job, 2 touchdowns, even though he went 5 for 7. That's not too bad. I mean, 2 touchdowns, though, that's a lot of yards he was able to throw in the game, and Teddy went 7 for 8. He got 1 touchdown in. I mean, just both quarterbacks, it seems like it's going to be neck and neck until that first game.
Yeah, and I guess like we talked about with you guys, that's what you want. If it's gonna yeah, lead to positive play, and it's not the battle of two bad quarterbacks, it's the battle of maybe two guys that can of course get the job done. Meanwhile, in the rest of the NFL, Ellison, do you remember a time preseason football was so exciting with all of these young quarterbacks, all these rookie quarterbacks? We saw Mac Jones on last Thursday, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields. I mean, if you're into rookie quarterbacks out there shining, then you were definitely into this weekend's preseason games. All the rookies looked pretty good for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, I like Justin Fields.
Oh, my goodness.
He looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's a boy from Georgia, so, you know, I'm going to praise him a lot. But, you know, I think Justin Fields is going to have a good year. I don't know how they're going to do it, if they're going to start Andy Dalton just because he's a pro, or if they're going to go with the younger one. But I feel like Justin Fields, if he does play, will have a pretty good year with the Bears.
Yeah, I know. And Broncos fans that are listening are terrified of that, right? Because Denver, of course, passed on Justin Fields. But, I mean, that was cool. And we'll get a chance to see them all back in action next week. Only 3 preseason games, so the NFL's right around the corner, regular season. That's what's going to be fun with you, Ellison, as we wrap up. Is, yes, we're going to really delve into CSU stuff. But from time to time, we'll talk other sports issues going on in the world, and mainly football, of course.
Of course. You know, I love football, so I'm excited to talk NFL. You know, if my Falcons aren't doing too good, I might not talk much about the Falcons. But, you know, I have a little insight with the Falcons. They only were able to get 1 first down with the starters. I just see bad coming for this year.
Well, luckily, you know, you can jump over to the dark side and we can talk Broncos anytime you want, man. Anytime, we're game for it. Ellison, my friend, another great job by you. Like I said, you know when a radio show's good, when it flies by, and it's certainly doing that.
When
Ellison,
it flies, yes.
We'll catch up with you next week. Go ahead and sign off, my friend.
Hey, everybody, please go enjoy you some Crazy Carl's this weekend. But thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next Monday back in the studio.